So here's the deal with dealing with a narcissist. What you have to do is you have to delete the contact. You don't even, once you see what they are, you don't even need to block them, because even if they call, you know it's all lies anyway. And one of the ways you know it's all lies, are they there when you need to go to the doctor? Are they there when you need to, if you have to go to the emergency room? Are they there to help you pay the bills? Are they there to, if you break down on the side of the road? No, they're not real there. The way you catch these fake reality illusionists, like the Jezebel and the narcissist, is you say, are they going to be there with you? Are they going to help you when you, when your car breaks down? Are they going to help you when you've got to get a ride somewhere? Are they going to be there for you? You know, I actually tested the, recently I tested one of them. I took a bus and I thought, okay, if they don't, I mean, I took a train, and if they don't pick me up, then I'll just go to the hotel, chill, and treat it like a vacation, take a Uber ride to the hotel, treat it like a vacation, and then stay busy, and then go back to the train and treat it like it was a vacation. So you always have to be, when you're learning about these people, you always have to have a backup plan, right? Because most of these people are pure evil. In the world today, most people are pure evil. And so when you test these people, when it comes down to the real world, they're not there for you. If you need them, they're not there for you. That's one reason that I noticed that before I went online and started doing stuff, I noticed that people in the real world around you wasn't there for you when you needed them. And so then, I went online, started making some income with online, because I realized online, they're not, you know, there's a few people I know that if I called them right now and say, hey, I need $20 to eat on, they'd help me out. But because I work two jobs, by the grace of God, I'll never need to do that. But I went online and I was making a little bit of chump change online, so I kept doing it, but it was also a calling. And then as something happened, God revealed to me that there's a lot of saved people out there that are going through the same stuff, where you got these unsaved, narcissistic psychopaths just playing games with people. And I knew there were some more pure hearts out there, so I started just reaching out to, you know, anybody who needed help, you know, I helped them. And then over time, God showed me the church was really spread all over the world. And so he gave me the love for the church, you know, his body, you know. And I thought, you know, I'm good, because every time I tried to yoke up with a Jezebel in the real world, she ended up being a Jezebel. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and expose this whole game. And I did. And I have been. And I will keep doing it. Because these people are hell-bound, lost, psychopathic, confused, illusionists, shapeshifters, reptilian shapeshifter, demon possessed. They actually become a portal of a demon. I really believe that. I actually know it. They embody the demon that's in them. And you know, a lot of times, like somebody told me a long time ago, she said, the abused become the abuser, right? And so you kind of feel sorry for them. in a way, but you can't feel sorry for them because they could have made the choice to step out of that psychopathic cycle if they just prayed to God and humbled themselves. You know, a lot of times the reason they stay in that because they're in the world system where everybody's wanting to impress everybody else. Look at me, look at me. Get you a humble job, go to work every day. Do the humble life. Just go to work, go home. Go to work, go home, read your Bible. Be content with what you got most of the time. Because these people were abused when they were younger for some reason. Instead of just walking away from those people and forgiving them, they're trying to create some kind of kingdom that they can abuse people and control people like that was done to them. Instead of running to God, they tried to be their own God. And that's the queen bee syndrome. They want to be worshipped. They've been hurt by some dude. And so then they got hurt by another dude, and they never can look at themselves. They always have to blame the other person. And then they start hurting other people. And the cycle repeats, and the devil's laughing at them the whole time. So in a way, you feel sorry for them, but you can't hang out with them. You can't be around them. You have to separate yourself from them. Because the light and the dark do not mix. Everybody's got a dark side, but you take up your cross and you don't choose the dark side anymore because you got born again. And so you can see these people a mile away and you have this little glimmer hope that you hang out with them for just a tad bit. Galatians 6:1. But then when you see things just going totally opposite of them possibly getting saved and get right, you have to leave the situation. And you might get burned a little bit, but that's all right. God's in control. God will mend the broken hearts, or God will restore the moth-eaten years or months or whatever it is.